Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's the Christmas show for the Max Show. For the end of the year and the end of the world. Podcasting while the world ends.
Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Thank you, what's Mr. Anatko.
I hear hoof prints on the rooftop. We'd better wrap this up quickly, everybody. You all want to be in bed before Santa brings you more bandwidth.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be kissing mommy later. But I can't see it. I've got to go to work. Who am I kidding? We've got the Max Show. It's got a fantastic panel. It's going to be a quiz. There's going to be fun. And the people that are here are just the glitterati of the Mac world. Starting off with Don, Mac, Alistair.
Aha, you've sussed it, yes, it's me.
How you doing, mate?
How are you? I'm fine. Well, we've got the heating back on now. We had a bit of a problem yesterday in that we had a new alarm system installed and the installer drilled right through a gas pipe. So
I was going to say, if you got the alarm system wired into the heating, something's
gone wrong. No, straight through a gas pipe. But luckily nothing exploded and we managed to get it reconnected, so we're all nice and roasty.
Glad you're still here, mate, and live and kicking. Next to him, we've got a slight change of order here because we've got six people on. DHM, how you doing, mate? And he's gone. His video's disappeared. Hello?
He went to get some more thread.
Oh, well, there he is. Here we go. Hello, mate. How you doing?
It just all went. Everything just went off blank on the Skype thing.
Oh, bang. Well, don't worry about it.
Sound cut out, and then everything went.
How you doing, bud?
Yeah, good. I think we're almost there, aren't we?
Yes. Final show of the year, final show of our lives.
Yeah, I shall be cracking open the Japanese support
and lager. You're in Cirencester, but never mind. Next to him, in Boston, Massachusetts, Mr. Andy Anacker.
Hello.
How you doing, bud? Everybody. Long time since we've seen you.
Yes, way too long. Every breath is a month. Goodbye. Isn't that a sad reason why?
Very much for your support this year. Thank you very much for coming along. We're going to test your Mac knowledge. I hope it's good.
Ah! You're
talking to a professional pundit. When I don't know, I make something up with lots of words that make you think that maybe you should go.
You're just going to fool me into giving you 2 points for every question, aren't you? That's what I know.
I'm a terrible person having your pub quiz team because if I don't know the answer, I will challenge the validity of the question.
Do you talk the team out of the correct answer as well?
No. I say that no. It could be Marilyn Monroe because she did a line of perfume ads which were attached to a Paramount release. So her first release with Paramount was actually 1954, not 1961. I look forward to you awarding me your points and telling me that I'm right.
Excellent.
That's the reason why I rarely get asked twice.
Do you react equally well to the age-old question, how many actors have played Doctor Who then, Andy?
No, that where I go, okay. Yeah.
No idea. Chat room says that there's a critter after your nuts behind you, so you watch out. The squirrel has got off the screen. It's come to life.
Dexter's supposed to be making breakfast. Come on.
Dexter the squirrel.
You can stay there.
Should have put the Dexter caps on, mate, me and you. Beneath Andy, we've got Kelly. How you doing, missus?
Hey, not bad. How about you guys?
All right, mate. I got told off for calling you girl.
Really?
Someone in a review said they were cringing every time I called you girl. But it's not girl as in little girl. It's girl as in gal.
I don't mind it.
All right, girl.
So, yeah, I guess as long as it doesn't offend me, then we're all right, right? Because I don't care.
Well, if it stops from cringing less, I'll call you boy, but I don't think it really fits. So there we go.
Yeah, I'm a little less jazzed about that one. So
there we go. I'm right. Girl. Good to see you, girl. Next to her, Kyle from the Philippines. Mr. Santa, how you doing, bud?
Ho, ho, ho. Bah humbug.
Return for the photo show. The old host was back.
Yeah. Yeah, it went just as smooth as it always did. Yeah.
Overran. Bloody hell. And finally, the party boy himself from last week, William Green. Looked like you're in a robe, mate, there.
In a robe?
A smoking jacket with no shirt on.
It's his old
apple top.
Yeah, no, it's, I was given this by an apple representative.
You've got something growing out your left side as well, mate.
I've been worried about it for a while. It's,
I'd go to the doctor with that. Hello, Zach.
Hi.
How you doing, mate?
Tired.
Has he been now you've been learning? Well, I dread to think what you've learned this week off William Green. But has he been working you hard then?
Yeah.
What's he got you to do? Edit his show.
Yeah.
Because has he told you how hard it is to edit? Because he never edits the damn thing himself.
It is really hard.
He leaves all the rubbish in there.
He's done a brilliant job. He's edited the Christmas podcast up, and he's really made it a lot better than I could ever have done it.
Has he left it? Has he left the rest of us in this time, unlike you? Because you cut us all out last year.
Yeah, I did. I think you read about 30 seconds.
2 hours of bloody recording, and you didn't publish a single word.
Well, virtually, it's all in there, isn't it, Zach?
Yeah, it's pretty much all.
Yep. Pretty much all in there. Excellent. That's what we want to hear.
When your son's talking, that's the fun.
Oh, Ellis, he's my boy. He made me bottom lip go. Beautiful lad. There you go. He's not here at the minute, so there we go. It's the Christmas show. It's the Christmas quiz, as ever, reviewing the year's news and testing the memories of those people who are celebrities of the Apple world. So we'll start off with shining star number one, Don McAllister. Pick a number between 1 and 24, bro.
Say, who else are you getting on today, then, in that case? But between 1 and 24, let's go with 13.
13. In June, the iPhone was beaten into second place as the UK's leading handset, but by what other handset was it beaten?
Are there other handsets other than iPhones?
In June, the iPhone was beaten into second place as the UK's leading handset, but which was the other handset?
Oh, God. How would I know that? Some HTC jobby, I don't know.
No, no. Bonus point for anyone who shouts out the answer.
Samsung Galaxy 3.
Galaxy 3.
Yeah, because that's what the chat room said. Do I give chat room a score as well here?
No, give them the point.
Yeah.
Sorry, Andy?
I have no access to the chat room. I'm sure that none of my other co-host guests have access.
I'm going to leave that. It was in front of me in the chat room, and I didn't even look at the damn thing. So I'm going to leave the chat room for future.
I'm going to give bonus point to chat room. But the thing is, they're cheating as well, because I only had 23 questions this morning, so I took one from last night's show as well. I'm crap. Sorry. There's no more repeat questions, honest. That's it. DHM, your question, mate. What would you like?
What number did...
There's only one missing out of 24. How hard can it be? How much of that Sapporo you drunk?
What? 13.
It's going to be a long afternoon.
Oh, hell.
It's going to be a long show, isn't it?
What do you want, DHM?
Two.
What revolutionary product did Apple release in January 2012?
Oh, God, that was nearly a year ago.
I can see why we have you on every week.
A finger on the pulse there.
Devastating insight.
Oh. Well, is there a clue in the word revolutionary?
That's what they described it as.
Yes, it was a...
What, are you thinking it was a guillotine or something like that?
No, I thought it might be something that went round and round.
The eye clip.
I don't know, it's how embarrassing. I have no idea.
Okay, anyone?
The iPad 3.
No.
I thought it was revolutionary.
What revolutionary product did Apple release in January 2012? iBooks.
That's revolutionary?
Well, allegedly. That's what they said. iBooks. iBooks author.
Oh.
There you go. See? iBooks author. Yeah. No points.
It should have stuck out because Apple is not a company that goes to the hyperbole unless it's absolutely merited.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it should have stuck out my memory a little bit more.
I think the iPad 3 was resolutionary, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Resolutionary.
Bonus point for Kelly. Half a point.
Bonus point for Kelly. Well done.
No, half a point.
26 as well.
You want to start arguing, Swagger? I'll take one off you, and you haven't scored anything yet. Behave.
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, you've got to behave now, because it's Mr. Anatko's question. He will get it right, regardless of what he answers.
Teacher's pet.
What would you like? What number, Andy?
I'll go with 13.
I love the deadpan face. Excellent, mate. Anything but 13 and 2.
2? I'm going to use the Price is Right strategy and bid 1.
Bid one.
I believe the other numbers have overbid, and I will win this one just by default.
I think you'll get this one. How was Steve Jobs described in his FBI file, which was released earlier this year?
Ooh, do you want the exact wording?
Well, no, just the gist of it will be fine.
Abrasive, difficult to get along with, difficult to understand, and obnoxious and angry.
Deceptive.
Good dresser, really attractive frames.
Half a point.
In a George Clooney graceful way that only accentuates his intellect and the wisdom of his years, as opposed to making it look like as though the time had been eroding away the youth of his folly.
The two things that the press latched onto were the words he was described as deceptive by the FBI, and then in two sentences later, more than suitable for public office. Which
I was going to go with volatile, self obsessed, and doesn't play well with others.
There are so many I have to agree, but deceptive and more than suitable for public office were the things that were headed up in the file. He was not a well-liked bloke, it would seem. Who knew?
Really? Andy didn't catch my Avengers joke?
No.
I tried to burn that movie off my court. I saw Transformers 2. I forgot about it a half hour later. I saw Avengers. I forgot about it a half hour later. That's
okay.
It's like a Hostess snack cake. It's designed to be enjoyed in the moment and instantly regretted about 3 hours later.
Excellent.
Wow. Okay.
It was possibly the most forgettable movie of the year, apart from the fact you can't remember it. Kelly, your number misses. Yeah.
13.
Oh, can we leave the 13, 2, and 1 jokes?
Okay, sorry. 7.
7. Slide to unlock the camera on iOS devices came with which version of iOS that was released this year? This is a toughie. Slide to unlock the camera on iOS devices came in which version of iOS this year?
6.
Wrong answer, I'm afraid.
No?
Not 6.
5.3.
Oh, 5.1. Andy Anatko steals the bonus. Good 5. Lad.
5.1.
I'm impressed, Andy. Was that a guess or did you really know that?
I interpolated it because I knew it was an early 5 adjustment release, and so I didn't believe it was a later one, so I said 5.1.
See, that's why he's a venerated individual and we're just all turds.
I was glitterati a minute ago.
No, yeah, you are.
You're falling.
Turds rolled in glitter. No, maybe not. I'm not helping here, am I?
And we have a show title.
Stop digging you in.
I've had a good couple of weeks. Carl, you're next.
8.
8. Who put dozens of graphic novels in the iBook store this year? That's not graphic as in pornography, by the way.
Don McAllister.
No, they add pictures in, yeah, if you want to say that. That's fair enough. But no. Dozens of graphic novels.
Dozens of graphic novels. Oh, Playboy.
No, not you.
No, it's not DC.
No, it's not DC.
Marvel.
Yes, it's Marvel. Oh. Go on, what were you going to say, Will?
I wonder whether it was that English chap, you know, who does them.
What, you talking about...
That one.
50 Shades of Grey.
That's idea, wouldn't it? That'd be an entertaining one. The English bloke who did it was Jack the Ripper and all that. I can't remember his name.
I don't know. It's graphic as in. I did say it's not pornography. Graphic as in graphical.
He's really famous. He's really famous for doing them.
Right. I can't remember his name. I don't even know his name. Neither he's do really- you, apparently, so...
Wait.
I hate to tell you, but I just did a search on the iTunes store for DC Comics, and I'm seeing dozens of DC Comics graphics novels.
Well, okay, but it was
they pulled them all the from first... Barnes and Noble from all they pulled them all from Barnes and Noble all the
publisher comic DC titles Comics seller DC Comics.
Yeah.
And now the panel has turned on the host.
And this is why I don't get invited back to pub quizzes.
A matter of time.
That was the thing. I remember it being a big deal. You can't tell me that I'm not going to be able to tell you anything about DC Comics. I wear a power ring from Green Lantern all the time.
Easy girl.
That answers a lot of questions.
Easy girl.
And you know what it is? The stone in the middle of my Green Lantern power ring is a gamma radiated diamond. If you think you're going to... Yeah.
Gamma.
The first story that came after iBooks was that dozens of graphic novels were released by Marvel. But okay, I'll give you a point. Whose question was that anyway?
That was mine.
Well, you got it wrong, so there you go.
It doesn't matter. What am I, minus five now?
You were Jack the Ripper. Whoever.
Oh, thanks a lot.
No, that was Will. Right, Will, your question, mate.
Yes. Number six.
It's going well, isn't it, so far? Question six. What had 100,000 customers in January but was gone in December?
Is this Apple related? It's
all Apple related. It's the Mac show, mate.
I know.
What had 100,000 customers in January but was gone in December?
iCloud.
I know.
This year as well.
Oh,
Apple this
Google
year.
Maps. Google Maps.
Wrong. Don?
It was the Daily.
The Daily, correct. Bonus point for Don.
We got a point.
Yeah, they boasted that at their 1 year anniversary in January they had 100,000 customers, but then in December they officially shut it all down because it was hemorrhaging money like a bag with no seal. There you go.
They could have made it go a little longer. I mean, they could have brought out the monthly.
After round the monthly, we're cutting back, so we're going to do the monthly instead.
Yeah, and then the yearly.
The biannual.
Every other
daily. That's half. The biannual. After round one, we have a tie for the lead. Andy got one right. Kelly got two bonus points. There we go. I didn't think they were that hard. And Don's got one bonus point.
Don't get credit for the DC Comics one.
I did. I gave you a bonus.
Yeah, okay. Bonus point.
Oh, maybe that makes you three then, Andy. Yeah, I told you this would happen.
I got the Steve Jobs question right as well.
Yeah, so you're on three. There we go. See, I knew this would happen. Andy just says, those are not the scores you're looking for.
Plus 3 point squirrel bonus.
Three points. So Andy's in the lead with six.
That's never right. Okay.
Plus another four for the dog.
10. Excellent. Andy's won. Mm-hmm. There's no more questions left.
Faster. Come on.
Yeah, just be good. Just give him his prize already.
He said really good.
I have the exclusive Doctor Who minifig from the paper. How many points does that get me?
Oh, no, I don't know. No. Hang on. No. Your juju doesn't work on me. Chat room's got two bonus points as well. We've got more points here than I've had questions. And we've only done one round. Don.
Kobayashi Maru.
Okay.
Rob's victory was possible.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, mate. Go on, Don. You'll go.
Number seven?
Gone.
Number
14. Oh, this is a hard one.
Oh, God.
Oh, blimey.
They've all been hard.
Can you name three Mac models which Mountain Lion pushed off the cliff this year? You can't say iMac. You've got to give me a rough time period to go with that.
Original Mac Mini?
Mind
you, the original one was
the... Yeah, the original one went with Snow Leopard, didn't it?
I mean, I don't have very many old Macs, you see. This is...
So the old Macs you've got holding the door open and stopping your coffee cup from staining the table.
The old Mac has no old Macs. I'm very confused.
Unfortunately, my figure is so perfect, only clothes made for models really fits me. So it's really hard for me to shop.
I'm really bad on dates.
I just don't have old Macs.
How much is a pint of milk, Don? How much is a pint of milk?
And again, I don't know, 90p or something.
You have people who do that.
I pass on.
How much do you pay the person that knows how much a pint of milk is?
I refuse to comment.
Are you saying you don't know the answer?
No, don't know.
All right, I'll give a bonus point each for anyone that can come out with a model with the year.
2007 MacBook.
MacBook Pro or MacBook?
MacBook.
No. That's late. It's not. The MacBooks were late 2008 and early 2009.
Could you repeat the question again? My late-weight MacBook runs Mountain Lion.
Yeah.
So that's why I went with the one before it.
I'm going on the official... right, bollocks. End of this. We'll see you in January.
Read the question again.
The question was, can you tell me three specific models of Mac which Mountain Lion pushed off the cliff this year?
The early 08 MacBook. MacBook.
The late 2008 MacBook went, and the early 2009 or newer was valid. So the before late 2008 went. So early 2008, I'll give you a point then, Kelly.
Yeah.
All right. So
the early 08 went. Yeah.
Go on. Then.
2006 Mac Pro went.
The Mac Pro.
Mac Pro 2006 that went.
Earlier than 2008.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Right, so DHM can have one. There we go. And one more point available.
2007
iMac? iMac 2007, spot on, Andy. And he actually got that right. That's not me just giving him a point because he's Andy and Atco.
I like to throw in a legitimate bonus point just to sort of, you know, so the people watching don't guess which one is actually just me.
When there's a judicial inquiry, at least there's somewhere to hide. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Good
plausible deniability, ladies and
gentlemen. Aha. There we go. There's a lady who's been in front of a select committee. THM, your question.
10.
Who jumped the shark in March and for what reason?
Monty, wait.
Dead air.
Dead air is no enemy to this podcast, mate. Who jumped the shark in March and for what reason?
Jumped the shark. In March.
March.
If I repeat the question enough, will you give me a bonus point?
Yeah, go on, stuff it. No, no, of course I won't. Prat.
Could you use the question in a sentence?
Can you tell me the meaning of the question?
The quick brown shark jumped over the lazy. No, go on. Come on, mate. Who jumped the shark in March and for what reason?
Is it a person?
Scott Forstall says the chat room, no.
Oh, God, no. You beat me again.
I've done you right. Anyone?
Give up so I can guess.
Go on, Kelly.
Is it when the Bookface bought Instagram?
No. No.
Tim Cook.
You got a bonus point because it's the right company. It's Instagram, but not the reason.
In
Tim
March.
Cook. Oh, when all else fails, thing. When all else fails, Tim Cook.
No, that wasn't them. That was Path. I got nothing.
Not even the chat room's getting this. Who jumped the shark in March?
Bloody hard is what it means. This ought to be worth about 7 points.
Right, so the jumping the shark bit came from whom?
Oh,
Happy Day.
I know, the Fonz. The Fonz.
Yeah, but no. But it was said by Phil Schiller, wasn't it? And it was when it was when Instagram was launched on the Android platform.
Oh, that's right.
What a stupid thing for him to say!
Christ, we got what? No, it was a big thing, wasn't it? I can't believe I've got a question where no one's disagreed with me or argued. Hey,
I do remember that.
I was at a complete blank. I forgot. Maybe it's because it was March, but it's like, what a stupid.
No, Schiller sent out a tweet saying Instagram really jumped the shark when they jumped to the Android platform. That was it. So there you go.
Yes, because any software that's available for something other than an iPhone is stupid.
The chat room's saying I'm wrong
Android
now.
Loving app. No. Why don't you go with the Android? Should go to the Android. Stupid app. Stupid. We're gonna do our own photo hosting service, and that's perfectly fine because it's gonna be like way better than yours. Everybody's gonna love it, and it's gonna be like it's gonna take over everything. It's gonna be the greatest photo service ever. And then you're gonna say, "Oh, Apple, I wish we hadn't done it." And we're gonna say, "Oh, well, I'm sorry. Well, you know, I'm sorry. You're stuck now. You're gonna have to be on Android. It's gonna happen." what a
holy shit! What did you have for breakfast, dude? I want what Andy and Atco has for breakfast.
I think it's sugar frosted bitch flakes.
Clearly holding up the senior executives of the company to a level of standard behavior that is appropriate for a senior executive at a well-regarded tech company.
It was
all short of that ideal. I believe it is appropriate to comment thusly.
The chat room's giving me grief now, so it's all stopped. How many cups of coffee, Andy? ? Says Teresa. That would mean that the question goes to... it's Kelly's question next.
Okay.
Go, Kelly.
Completely get wrong. 19.
Which long-awaited books were released for iPad and other readers in March 2012?
I'm going to go with Harry Potter.
Correct. 2 points. Whoa. Straight in there as well. You knew the answer there. No guessing.
Again. Nerd.
Yeah, okay, fine. We've established that. Well done, girl. Wow, says Mark. You've impressed him. right, Kyle.
4.
In January, Steve Jobs was posthumously awarded a patent for what?
Let me think.
In January, Steve Jobs was posthumously awarded a patent for what?
What? For,
being a knob, says the chat room. Black turtleneck, says Kelly.
I feel like
inspired,
I noticed, but I'm not sure.
The industrial age.
Was it for the design of the iPad, for how the iPad looked?
No, it wasn't.
No, okay.
It's an obscure one. There's a few toughy questions in here, I have to say.
Is it a manufacturing technique for glass staircases?
No, but good guess. I like that one. That was a good guess.
That is one that he owns. I think that's
he does own that. That's right. Yeah. It was episodes on the Apple TV. I thought that was a crap patent award.
I thought Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz actually got that patent in 1958.
Exactly.
Shows how dumb I am.
Episodes. Just, I hate that word.
And why you'll never be a patent lawyer, Andy.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank God. So it's Will. Will, your question, mate. Will and Zach. Okay.
Number 11? Are we at 11?
No. Who released a wireless solar keyboard for Mac in June?
It's these questions are ridiculous. How could I know that?
Because you come on this show and you're supposed to pay attention to the news. That's why you come on the show. The fact you don't actually pay attention to the news ever, you only come on for the entertainment value.
Yeah.
What was the question?
You're on because you won't know the answer to any of the questions today.
Okay, so let's think of this logically. It's a wireless keyboard.
A wireless solar-powered keyboard for Mac in June.
Well, I'm going to guess Logitech because they do a lot of
stuff. Yes! Greedy got one right!
Bring it on! Bring it on!
Thinking logically, which is, has always eluded Greeny in the past... has finally come good. Yay, Will, says chat room.
Oh, I'm going to have a lovely Christmas now. That's my day, then.
Lloyd Bagels typed in logically with a big exclamation mark. There we go. Greeny won't get anything right now because he's happy. That's all he wanted.
That's I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy.
Excellent, mate. At the end of that round, then, Don's on 1, DHM's on 1, Andy's on 4, Kelly's on 6, Kyle's on 0.
Yeah, yeah.
Will's on 2! Will's on 2!
That's good. How did I get the second point then?
You get 2 points for a question, one for a bonus.
Oh, that's how it works, is it?
And you can talk me into other things as well. But
did I get the bonus for the shark thing and the Fonz?
No, because it wasn't to do with the Fonz. It was to do with Phil Schiller, if you remember.
Oh, well.
I know you've slept since then. Right, Don.
Oh, the pressure. Oh my God.
2 rounds left. 21. Apple were accused of misrepresentation of their 4G claims in advertisements for the iPad 3 this year, but in which country did the complaints begin?
Oh, I know this.
Australia.
Yes, correct answer. Yes. Well done, Don.
Yay.
Nice and easy. They are followed swiftly on with the Advertising Standards Authority here in the UK, but... Australia started the ball
that's
rolling.
That's an easy one for Don. Don goes to Australia once a week.
A good quiz, in my view, has some holy hell questions in it. A few that are thinkers and then a few that are obvious. So there you go.
Oh, God, take all my glory away, won't you?
I thought that might be a thinker, Don, to be fair. Not an instant give.
Don gets the easy ones.
I tell you what, I'm just going to piss everyone off today, aren't I? I'm going to be sat here on my own come January. DHM.
Yeah, why isn't this more like Celebrity Jeopardy, where the Apple questions are spell Apple?
DHM.
I'll have an easy one, please. Ewan?
The numbers available are 3, 5, 9, 12, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, 22, 23.
If you had to pick one, which one would you pick?
Well, he's going to go for the hardest one now.
Yeah, exactly.
The secret is that you should ask Ewan, if you ask the other host of this podcast which one to pick, what would he say? And then you do the opposite.
What he said.
Well, Jesus, pick a number.
Let me help you out here. You said earlier that you thought that 21 was a hard one.
I thought 21 was okay.
So here's my thinking. If this is going to influence your choice, my thinking is that if he thought that was a hard one, it's probably because when he got to number 20, he wrote a very easy one, and he thought, oh wait, these questions are getting too easy. I need to throw a really hard one in there.
That's clever.
So I would either go 20, or on the basis that they thought, oh, that was a really hard one, I should put an easy one in now, I would go either 20 or 22.
Are you following this quiz or something?
He's impressed me there with that logic. It beats the hell out of Will's.
Yeah, that was 21.
We've had 21. He said take 20 or 22, DHM.
20. Easy one, 20.
The person who downloaded the 25 billionth application was flown to which city to collect her $10,000 gift card?
Cirencester.
At Cirencester International Airport, was that? No, was there a band and everything?
It was made by Neon Play, who are a Cirencester company, so I figure they flew them to Cirencester.
It's the wrong answer, because you haven't got an airport for a start.
We have.
Beijing.
You haven't got an airport that anything with more than three wheels can land on, though.
Yes, we have. It's got 5 747s landed on it at the moment.
Yeah, but that's because they can't take off again.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Haven't got an airport.
Have them take turns.
You've got 5 747s that reverse parked.
They fly them in and they take them apart there.
Blue Angels Air?
Airport. It's a big one, and they flew them to Cirencester. Can I have a point for getting that right?
Cirencester is the airport where airplanes go to die.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? And the reason they fly them in is because it's not long enough to fly them out.
It's all coming together. There's an airport. There's a company that makes apps.
Right. I stand corrected then on the accuracy of Cirencester International Airport. However, it's still the wrong answer.
Is it
anyone else?
I said Beijing. Beijing.
Oh, a point for Andy and a point for Kyle then, sir, because they said it together. So there we go. Kyle's off the mark.
Thank God.
Kyle is off the mark. Off the bottom of the... Well, no, he's still on the bottom of the league table with DHM.
Yeah,
there.
I know. You don't have to keep rubbing it in, all right?
Okay. What's that, Zach?
I thought we were bottom, but I'm surprised we're not.
No, Will's got two, because he got the Logitech question right. See? Yeah. Yeah, Uncle Will.
That's nice, isn't it? I support that.
Yeah. Uncle Will, I think you're shite.
Girl.
You've really surprised me there, Uncle Will. I thought you were a twat.
I'm still basking in my 2-point glow.
Good man. Andy, it's your go.
I feel as though I have to eat my own dog food and take the other one that I suggested.
22. Where is Apple's largest retail store?
Ooh. In square footage or in traffic?
Square footage, largest. Yeah, physical largest. Good. I'd say straight away, the analyst, straight in there, pulling a cart my question.
I think I want to say, what city? I think I want to say New York.
Is the wrong answer.
Yeah. If you'd Covent
got,
Garden!
I've got to say, if you got the city right, I'd have been really impressed. It's not Covent Garden, no.
Oh.
It's in Wang Fu Jing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, old Wang Fu Jing.
I felt so any question that involves the most or the biggest would probably be in China, but I know the only city that I know for a fact there's a store in is Beijing. I've been to the Beijing store and it ain't a big store.
No.
I'm like, okay, let's take a guess on something else. Okay.
No, bad luck, Andy. I'd have taken China, to be honest.
Side of the planet that I'm not on right now.
Yeah, that'll do. Opposite side of the world. Wang Fu. What was Wang Chung? No? Wang Chung, China. That's the largest Apple store.
Weren't they a band from the 80s?
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Yeah. Have fun tonight. I can't believe you had to ask that.
Yeah, Wang Chung in China. That's where it is. Absolutely.
I can sing that answer. I can sing that answer in four notes. I can sing that answer in three notes. Sing that answer.
What the hell's Ian Mitchell just typed?
Answer,
Has he been drinking? Good God, I can't even read that out. Kelly, it's your question.
Yes. Nine.
You're writing these down, aren't you? So you know which one's gone and which one hasn't.
I was trying to and I forgot, so yeah.
I'm impressed already. What did Apple shut on July 31st of this year?
Door.
kind of.
Shut.
I know. I need the points.
Me. Pick I know. Me, Ewan.
Say,
pick
not
me
helping.
If she get, doesn't get it.
I know.
Oh, good.
I bloody know. Yes.
Someone else.
Me, sir.
I'm out.
You're out. Okay.
Have a smurf.
Mumble me.
No, is the wrong answer. That shut down in June. iWork shut down in July.
Oh, I was just about to say that.
Ah, well, you should have just said it, shouldn't you?
I wasn't really.
That's just ruling. It is actually part of the Mumble Me suite of products.
Yeah, but iWork stayed open for another month because of Peaky Docs in there.
Are you insane? It hit the line. Chalk blew up.
I want to quiz every week.
I do. I don't.
This is way funner.
Oh, man.
It's the tag. He still ain't hit the base.
Oh. Oh,
man. Sears and Roebuck material. It was a blanking call. What are you just calling me?
I'm just going to answer ping every time.
Right, Kyle. End this madness. Pick a number.
Which one has the most points?
They've all got the same.
Oh, I need one that has a lot of points. 15.
15. 15. Which company bought 8,500 iPads in December to improve its service to customers? Unquote.
Ooh. Which company?
Who can even remember that far?
December? Well, this month. Of this month.
Yeah, I know it was this month, and that's why I'm trying to remember.
Is
it
here, man?
Was it the U.S. government? Oh, no, that can't be right.
They don't have enough money for 2,000 Macs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know.
Chat room got it straight away. Maxis was a bit of a demon last night, actually. It was Barclays Bank. There you go. Wasting money hand over fist.
I only know the Premier League.
The Premier League, which is Barclays sponsored, yes. Of course. There we go. Yes.
I'd like to point out that the chat room also suggested Rim.
Rim. Rim bought iPads, yes.
That's great.
Mr. Green and Zach.
Can we do 14? Is that?
No, it's gone.
15?
Gone.
16.
Who said that Scott Forstall's firing was deserved and justified? When he talked about this 2 weeks ago.
I know.
Scott Forstall.
hang on a minute. Don't put the pressure on. I'm there, Don. I'm there. I've got it.
Go, Will. Go.
Zach's just pointing to it in the chat room.
Isn't that terrible?
He's not subtle, is he, your lad? No.
No, he's...
Say that, Uncle Will. See, look, they've pointed... Look.
Well, I can't say it now, can I? So I'll give it over to somebody else.
Anyone else who hasn't cheated would like to say?
Bedell, is it?
You did say you knew that, Don, so I'll give you the bonus point.
The guy from the Nest thing.
Yeah, it was Tony Fadell said it. About former head of iPod hardware.
You know they can see you, don't you?
I can see myself.
Did he learn subtlety this week? Nope.
Well, I don't know. That'll be next week, I think.
At the end of that round, Don has 4, DHM has 1, Andy has 5, Kelly has 6, Kyle has 1, and Will has 2, and the chat room has 3. Kelly, and it's turning into a 2-horse race here. Kelly and Andy. Right, this is it. This is the final round. You've got some serious bonus points to make up here. Don, you've got to get this right, otherwise Kelly's won by default, mate, unless we give her a penalty, of course.
Okay, number 5.
Number 5. Which iconic Apple product celebrated its 7th birthday in the early part of this year?
Come on, Don. You know this. You got seven of them.
Which iconic Apple product celebrated its seventh birthday in the early part of this year? Seventh birthday.
Seventh birthday.
It was in Q1.
Mac Mini?
It's the Mac Mini. Well done.
Yay!
6 points.
I didn't hear my first answer.
We're forcing
Mac Mini, yeah, because I bought the first Mac Mini, because it's, and that's 6 or 7 years ago now.
What, like serial number 001 or whatever?
The very first Mac Mini off the production line, I bought it.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, okay.
But we couldn't get them in the US, in the UK rather. I was, she went over to the US and they didn't have them there on a business trip, and then I got it about 3 months later when they came out here.
Right.
I thought he was just going to keep going. Oh, they didn't have it in the U.S., so I went down to Australia, and Australia didn't have it, so then I popped over to China, figured I could get it directly from the factory, and then lo and behold, they had it back in the U.K., so I picked up four.
And then Interpol arrested me at the border to Caracas, so they figured I must be up to something, and that was another six-week delay. And
oh, Don, you've got such a reputation, mate. But it's a kind of reputation that isn't bad.
No, but the Mac Mini holds a special place in my heart, because that was my very first Mac, because I'm a...
Yeah, mine too. Yeah, I was the drug sale, definitely. You'd get it and you go, oh, wow, this is cool, love the interface, doesn't do anything because it's underpowered vastly, but I'll buy a tower instead. $2,000, gone. Right, DHM, last chance to stay in bottom place.
I can do this.
Hey, he's right there with me.
Dr. Happy Mac, the man who lives Mac... Needs more points. Come on, mate. Come on, you can do it. You've got question 3, question 12, question 17, 18, and 23 left over.
Question 3.
Question 3. What product was the first challenger to Siri this year? First challenger, in quotes, to Siri this year.
I'll have 23, please.
I actually know this.
What product was the first challenger to Siri this year?
Google Voice thing.
No.
No. Google Now.
Wrong. Who wants this? No,
Google Now. Google Now, is it? What, is it Eevee?
Eevee. But you don't get points for it. It's just shouting answers out.
I'll give him a point.
This year? Did he say this year?
This year, yeah. This year. First challenger to Siri this year. Eevee.
I thought Eevee was out last year.
No, yeah, I thought that was last year's thing.
No, well, Eevee was released in January, according to the thing I looked at. But
oh, that's full of crap.
Yeah, I'll have another question.
Can we see your sources, please?
Yes, please. Well, I remember downloading that thing in December of 2011.
In the early part of the year, I was still doing the Daily Show, so I've got all the stories in bookmarks from the start of the year, and I've got the release of Eevee as one of the first stories in January.
Mm-hmm. So we're taking it on of your bookmarkings. I see.
You've only got one point. Don't go to zero. Don't do it. Just step away from
fixed,
that.
Sounds fixed, man. I got nothing to lose but a point, so screw it. Sounds fixed.
Kyle's bottom of the pie. He's even worse than DHM now. Zero. There we go.
Yeah, yay.
Mr. Anatko.
I'd like to lobby for his point now that it's been like thrown away. If I could like rummage through the recycling and take that out, because once that point hits a landfill, it stays in the ground for 2,000 years. If I take that... refurbish it, clean it up, I can still use it for my points total, and therefore providing us with a brighter, quieter, cleaner future. Not just for us, but for our children.
I would put a bird on that point and upcycle it and sell it on Etsy, so I'm going to make money off of that recycled point. You should totally give it to me.
She's going to take that point and turn it into something that makes people sad.
Andy, you've got my vote. You've got my vote.
We'll leave that point for if there's a tie later on. And whoever sucks up the best between now and then can get it. Right, Andy's not going to suck up to me, so it doesn't matter. Andy, what number would you like? You've got 12, 17, 18, and 23.
I'm really curious as to what you would pick, knowing it was the last question that you put together. So I'm going to say 23.
Hungry Hippos and the Playmobil Apple Store commemorated what event this year?
Can you repeat the question?
Hungry Hippos and the Playmobil Apple Store commemorated what event this year?
I would say the memorable, remarkable, and notable opening ceremonies of the 2012 London Olympic Games, an Olympic ceremony that revitalized a weary and beaten down world into believing that only one nation could have created something so life affirming, so positive, to sort of heal the planet in such a way. Not only by looking unflinchingly at the mistakes of their own past, but putting them in the proper historical context of a nation that is proud, a nation that moves forward, a nation that has a larger mission and a larger agenda, not only for themselves, but for all of humanity. It's the only bad thing about that Olympics, that opening ceremonies, was it was just too damn short.
You don't know, do you?
The end, is that I was going the wrong on answer. And on and on about
I want to have that sort of British spirit, that sort of innovation, that invention. I wish, and I'm going to lobby for national health coverage because that was just such a massive and wonderful.
Dude, display. You don't know, right?
I'm sorry that I don't know the answer, but I'm glad to have this opportunity to thank you and every other one of your national leaders for the great contributions you made to making 2012 a little bit less miserable, putting a little more light into this shining, shiny darkness. And I just don't know where to stop about this. God bless you all.
April Fool's Day.
April's Fool's Day is the correct answer. Thank you.
Can we please get a baby for Andy, please?
Will there be an abridged version of this podcast?
Can we
Johnny?
Vote for Andy? Can we not think
of... Yes, you should, actually, you should be running for political office, mate.
I don't care about the points. I'm going for the hearts and minds victory.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Right, Kelly, you can't lose.
Okay, 18.
The iPad holder, the hover bar, was designed for use with which Apple product?
I know.
Yeah, it's crap, it doesn't work.
The monitor arm on the back of an iMac or a cinema display.
The iMac is the correct answer, well done. 2 points. Is that you, Andy? Andy's found a bell. Winner, winner. Well done, Kelly.
I'm just
impressive knowledge.
I don't care about my own victory or loss. What I care about is helping you to make this the best show it can possibly be.
Thank you very much. iMac says Johnny.
I know you're too busy managing this wonderful podcast to have your own special effects, so I decided to, at my own expense, provide myself with a bell so that
good
I
can... Good lad. Thank you very much, mate.
As a visual, also because I want the listeners, so those of you who are not watching on the video feed, and you should because it's a really wonderfully produced podcast and show.
Now so they know you're lying.
It's a visual cue that the person has won the 2 points.
You definitely should go into politics.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want him to go back to the ukulele. That was fun.
Oh, thanks. Bollocks, you can do your own quiz next year then. Kyle, last chance, mate. You are tied for last place with DHM at the moment, so this is crucial. Don't say, does it matter? This is...
Which numbers are left?
Do you understand the wooden spoon?
Yeah, you can beat me with it all you want. What's the numbers are left?
Also, if you weren't listening at the beginning, he's choosing a Hunger Games type strategy here. So the person who comes in last will be ritually killed in order to create more resources for everybody else.
Right.
Thanks, think Andy. Carefully.
17 Thanks. And 12 are available.
17 and 12 are available. Well, let's just go with my age and say 12.
Okay, Sotheby's sold a working Apple One computer this year in June for how much money?
$480,000.
Is a bit too far away from the truth to give it you. $650 million, says Mark Shepherd.
£1 billion.
Correct. No.
240,000.
Pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that. £250,000. $374,500.
Ooh.
Bonus point to Don. There we go.
I went over the actual retail price.
Which hasn't made it interesting. and finally, Will Green with the last question.
The last turkey.
You cannot come last, Greeny. You're already a winner. Neighbouring stores reported a 7% increase in sales when an Apple store was opened next to them. But which store was open next to them?
Is it the UK or...?
It's not the UK.
Microsoft.
Neighbouring stores reported a 7% increase in sales when an Apple store was opened next to them. But which store was that?
The store next to them.
Which Apple store was the one that opened and they're getting a 7% increase?
China.
No, wrong answer. It's the China Apple Store. No. Which one?
Oh.
I got this one right. I got this one right.
Grand Central Station?
Grand Central Station is the right answer. Bonus point for Don. Well done. Oof. Now then, we've got a tie-break situation for the wooden spoon.
Thanks. Lovely.
Because in we got Don on 8 points, DHM on 1, Andy on 5, Kelly has romped it with 9, Carl's on 1, and Will's on 2. So, for the Wooden Spoon Award, it's between DHM and Kyle, and we've got a tie-break question for you guys. This is important. Mm. This is the difference between scorn for another 12 months and kudos. Can you tell me, whoever writes the answer down, just write it on a piece of paper or something.
We have to write it? Well, that sucks. Can't we just, like, use these things called iPads?
Well, if you can show the picture, that's what I'm saying. Because the thing is, if one of you says a number, then the other one might pick one point either way. So
Don't complain. Next year, it's going to be like you take your shirts off, they're going to have a pose down.
Cool. Can we do that this year?
Right. I want you to write down for me the highest value of Apple stock during the trading year 2012 to this date. Write down the highest value of Apple stock to the trading year 2012 to this date.
Closer, Kyle. We can't see it.
Oh.
All right, okay. DHM, what did you write? No, cheating, you git. What did you write? Hold it in front of the camera, not in front of the screen, you muppet. $710. The answer is, and Kyle is the winner then, because it's $705.07.
Mm.
So you're less than a dollar away from being tied again. Kyle, DHM, would you like to give us a comment on what your last? The only word...
Well, to say is because having won it last year, and I'd like to point out,
did you win last year?
I won it last year, yeah.
Okay.
He did win it last year, yes he did.
Okay.
Having won it last year when it was hard, I think that it's beholden to me to allow principally one of our transatlantic cousins to participate in the general glory that is winning this competition. Personally, throughout the last year, having won it last year,
did it change your life?
Yeah, it's been ups and it's been a roller coaster adventure. It's been ups, there's been tears, there's been joy, there's been laughter. There's
the
been
premieres you've got to attend.
Yeah, there was the divorce, there was the incident with the chicken. but apart from that, yeah, having won it last year, I felt it was someone else's turn to win it this year.
Dr. Hopeless Mac. In the chat room.
I've been too busy fixing people's Macs to learn about things like this, which are basically not important. Whereas last year, when I won it, things were different than they are now when they're not the same anymore.
Just to put this in perspective, by the way, if we add Will's score, Carl's score, DHM score, and Andy's score together, it doesn't equal Kelly's score. Winner, ladies first, by a long way, Kelly Gamont.
Yay.
Well done, girl. Congratulations. You are the winner. Yay, Kelly, Sister Teresa.
What does she win, Ewan?
Doing it for the sisters. She gets another 12 months on this show.
Oh, yay.
I thought I won
something. Oh, ouch, that hurts. Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Awkward.
Chat room got 3. So, well done, chat room.
Yay, chat room.
Yay, chat room. Excellent. Did we do... No, we didn't do 24 questions, did we?
We did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
20.
I just wanted to boast that I know how to count to 20.
How have 6 of you done 20 questions?
Hmm.
That hasn't worked, has it?
That's 21. That's 21 questions. Well done.
Okay, I've done something wrong here. Because I've got one question left over.
Recap.
I swear we did the same thing last year.
I must have missed someone out. Did I miss someone out on a round?
No wonder I only got 1 point.
Oh, dear me. This podcast and all the others is sponsored by UK2.net. They're brill. They keep us on air. They support us. They've done it for a whole year now, and we've got another 18 months with them yet. So thank you ever so much. Please support them if you can, because supporting them keeps us on air, because they pick up all the bandwidth for every podcast that goes out. Most of our shows are hitting sort of 15 to 20,000. The max show's hitting 60,000 and the big show's hitting 40,000 a week. So that sucks up a huge amount of bandwidth, and they take it all. So please support them. Buy any of the web services that they offer. Go to our sponsors page off BritishTechNetwork.com and click on their logo, and then use the offer codes that are there. If you use that link through and the offer codes, you get maximum discount. We get maximum kudos. Everyone's happy. If you just want to sign into your account, still use the link if you could, please. And also, don't forget to vote for us, because there's only 6 weeks left in the European Podcast Awards. So Kelly and Andy, if you can get your followers to support us, we'd be really grateful. It's only for Europe, but anyone can vote. And Mac, Big, Gamer, Media, iOS and Photo are all up for awards this year. They've all been nominated. So please vote, vote, vote for as much as you can till the middle of January, and then we'll win. And they can't ignore us. Well, they can, actually. They'll probably downgrade us like they did last year, because it was, what we did was inappropriate. Well, no, we had a really good sponsorship deal in the offing as well with Walmart in the UK, and after we published the episode that we submitted for the award, they withdrew the offer. So it was kind of a double whammy, because it probably cost us a European Podcast Awards and a sponsor. So, but I'm not changing who we are.
It was Walmart. I don't think it's necessarily
exactly. I think I still got the upper moral hand. I don't sell guns.
It's an upper moral hand that doesn't have a great deal of money in it right now, but still, it's something.
That's true. That's true. Sorry, mate.
Moral hand full of ramen.
We're going to be back next year. We won't be over Christmas, because we've finished now. I've got to work, unfortunately, as well over Christmas. So we'll be back, and it's going to be a while now. We're back on the 11th, 12th, 11th, 11th of January. 11th. You get to sleep in for 3 weeks. See you on the 11th.
That's your prize. That's your prize, Kelly. You actually get to...
And all the shows will be back then. There we go. And if you know anyone wants to sponsor this rubbish, put them in my way. Where can we get a hold of you, Mr. McAllister?
Well, you can find me and all my stuff over at screencastonline.com. And if you're buying anyone an iPad or an iMac or any Mac for Christmas, don't forget you can get my free SEO tutorials for the iPad and the Mac at the app stores.
Absolutely. You've got to subscribe to Don McAllister. If you own a Mac and you don't, you're a nutter. Because
thank you very much.
Everything that you need on there. You get a back catalogue as well, don't you?
There's all sorts. The membership includes the full archive of the over 400 tutorials now. And, of course, there's the magazine as well, which is out in newsstand.
There you go. Excellent. Good money. Well worth it. Don't miss it. Is Ewan going to be Santa? Ho, ho, ho. Yes. DHM. Where are you, apart from hanging your head in shame?
I don't know what... I don't know...
Your wife's going to come in a minute and go, do you mean I had to stop making curtains for that shit? She stops making curtains. She stops putting food on your children's table so that you can get 1 point.
Yes, yes. This next year, I'll be in the house for the whole year.
Sorry. Really? Why? Is she taking the whole office then?
Well, I no longer deserve it. I obviously know nothing about Max, and I don't deserve to
have a Mac. Are you going to change your name to Dr. Happy Windows?
Yeah. As a penance, I'm going to spend the next year only working on Windows machines.
Ooh. Ooh. No, steady on, dude. Steady on.
And Kelly did that. That's Kelly's fault.
Would somebody please get DHM some Prozac? He's not thinking straight, for God's sakes.
No, absolutely. Mr. Inatko, where can we get a hold of you, buddy?
The mighty, mighty Chicago Sun-Times has my tech reporting 2 to 4 times a week. You can check that out at suntimes.com, or you can go to inatko.com if you can spell my last name for my blog and links to all kinds of other stuff I do. If you can't spell my last name, try cwob.com, which is more phonetically translatable, which will take you pretty much to the same place.
Excellent, mate. Thank you ever so much for coming along this year. Really, really enjoyed your company, and I hope, you still come back.
Worth getting up at 10 a.m. for.
Worth getting up at 10. Oh, blimey. Talking of getting up early, and 10's a lying by a long way. Ms. Gamont, thank you also for coming along this year. 7:30, you get up to do this show with us, so thank you ever so much.
Well, I have to get up at 7 in order to be presentable to talk to you guys at 7:30. So
that's impressive. A woman who can get ready in half an hour, mate. That's Don's done it again. He's laughed at me.
Ewan.
What?
Dig a hole.
My wife.
Take my wife. My wife.
No.
Really, we're headed there already.
My wife is not caked in makeup, and she looks great, but she's still more than half an hour, so I'm impressed. There you go. Kelly, okay, where can we get you before I get another kicking off a review, please?
You can find me on Twitter as Verso, or apparently I'm going to get a new Twitter handle as well of Max Show Trivia Champ.
Max Show. Oh, you're going to do that? You could go to UK2.net and buy maxshowtriviachamp.com. Put a picture of yourself up. Yeah, there you go.
The right link, yes. It'll be a single serve website. Who won the Max Show Trivia this year.com.
Just saying. Bow down before me, underlings. Well done, girl. Congratulations. Mr. Swagger, 1 a.m. in the morning. You stay up exceptionally late to do this show.
Yes, it's worth every single second.
The sun never sets on the British Tech Network. Where are you, dude?
Just find me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger, or hey, if you need any voiceover work over the holidays, kyleswagger.com.
Said with a true thespian voice.
Wait, well, you're good in a world.
In a world.
Woo! I like it.
It's not bad, not bad.
Where love was against the law. One man decided he'd change the rules.
Until Kelly Grammont came in with her spoon.
Spoon? Hey?
The wooden spoon.
Gabriel. And last but by no means least, William Green. Anzac.
Anzac, yeah. I can't do the one world thing.
Oh, right.
Do the two world thing.
It's a yokel, don't it? One world. Whatever. You wouldn't go and see the film, would you, if I did
it? Actually, we might.
Now, you will, at the end of today, have uploaded another podcast. That makes three in 3 weeks, brother.
Yeah, it's not too bad, is
Holy
it?
Holy hell!
And I have to thank Zach for listening it together, because it would never have... it would have probably been sort of February time, I would have thought. But, yeah, it'll be up tonight, which is great news.
What I love, Will, is that you've done 6 years of podcasting, and you've only posted 130 episodes.
That's a lot, though, isn't it?
It's a lot, but not over 6 years on a weekly podcast. No,
well, it's all about quality rather than quantity with my podcast.
Okay, mate. And where can we get Zach?
You can get me at Facebook, Zach Greenaway. I'm not on Twitter. I don't get Twitter. I just don't understand it.
Okay, he's a stroppy teenager as well. Then
they all are. They all are, aren't they?
Is your real name Greenaway and not Green?
Yeah.
No, he's... I'm talking about Greenies.
Oh.
Hey, my name is Green.
Yeah, and this is Greenaway.
And my sister married a Greenaway, and she wanted to do a double-barreled thing when it was fashionable. Be Greenaway Green, which is just absurd.
Well, wouldn't it be Green Greenaway, wouldn't it?
Green Greenaway.
Yeah.
That's nice, isn't it?
Which sounds like a garden centre. Either that, or it sounds like a weed killer.
My sister's here as well, actually.
Hello, sister.
Hello.
Was she the pretty blonde one?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, she's gone and said hello now. I thought her husband was there, though.
Yes, he was.
Well, okay, it's a good job I didn't go and say hello then. Look bigger than me. Right, we'll be back again next year. Have a good time. Thank you ever so much for listening. Really, thank you ever so much for listening. See you in 3 weeks.